Good evening. I'd like to call to order the Taney County Planning Commission public hearing and regular meeting Monday, June 12, 2023, and it is 6 p.m. Scott, would you please establish a quorum?
Yes, Dave Stewart.
Present.
Thomas Holman.
Present.
Devin Sonnefeld.
Here.
Roger Haynes.
Here.
Doug Fabian.
Here.
Randy Fogel.
Here.
Howard Kitchen.
Here.
George Kramer.
Is here.
And Devin Huff.
Here.
You have a quorum.
Thank you, Scott. Would you please give an explanation of meeting procedures?
Yes, I'd like to welcome everyone to the June 12, 2023 Taney County Planning Commission public hearing. Public hearings are required and governed by the provisions of the Taney County Zoning Regulations and are held for each zoning and conditional use application which is filed with Planning Commission staff. At this time, I would like to enter the Taney County Zoning Regulations and Zoning Maps into evidence as Exhibit A. Staff report for each case is Exhibit B. Staff file, including all pertinent information for each case, as Exhibit C for the cases to be heard at the public hearing this evening. A staff report for each case will be read, followed with any questions the Planning Commission may have. If you wish to comment at the public hearing, you must complete a sign-up sheet provided at the front of the room. Please present the completed sign-up sheet, then give your name to the Planning Commission before addressing them. All comments and questions are to be addressed directly to the Planning Commission and not to anyone in attendance in the audience. Public hearing for each case shall be closed upon conclusion of public comment, and the Planning Commission will consider the application for a vote.
So the first item of business, we have review in action, May 9th, 2023 meeting minutes. Are there any additions or corrections to the minutes presented? Hearing none, do I have a motion to approve the minutes?
So moved.
Got a motion. Do we have a second?
Second.
Got a motion and second. All those in favor, raise your hand, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Minutes stand approved.
I'll make a motion for a four-minute time limit for the speakers, not including the applicant.
So during the public hearing, there's a motion on the floor for a four-minute time limit. Do we have a second for the motion? Got a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, raise your hand and say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. We'll move on to public hearing and final vote. We do have two rezones that are 514 Skyline Road and 518 Skyline Road. Scott, we're going to do those as a combined public hearing, correct, and then vote separately. Is that the recommendation?
That would be my recommendation, yes.
Okay. And just for everyone's benefit in the crowd, the Planning Commission recommends either approval or denial to the Taney County Commissioners. They're the actual final vote, and that hearing is, or date will be June 19th at 9 a.m. So again, we do an approval or denial of a recommendation to the Taney County Commissioners only at this portion of the meeting. So Scott, if you'd like to move forward with 23-008 and 009.
Okay, so Legacy Missouri Partners, LLC, seeking Planning Commission recommendation for the County Commission to approve the rezone request of one parcel, which is parcel number 18-2.0-10-004-001-028.000, located at 514 Skyline Road, Branson, and Jason Hyde is seeking Planning Commission recommendation for the County Commission to approve rezone request of one parcel number 18-2-10-004-001-037.009, which is located at 518 Skyline Road, Branson. The existing property is zoned R2, 1 and 2 single family residential district. The rezoning request is for NR3 multifamily nightly rental District. So turn our attention to the screen so we can get you location-wise. This is Highway 265, Animal Safari to the north. I think most of you have seen enough applications from this area to kind of know where we're at. So on our zoning layer, of course, this is the R2. This uncolored zone, of course, is that high road right-of-way that MoDOT's already acquired. So it's not a zoning district that we would zone. The dark grays, City of Branson, then you have R1. This one is NR3, A1, NR1. So this is the pictometry, and I can go to that on Beacon if you want to look and zoom out or look at a different angle. But it's the duplex, 415. 514 sits here and 518 here. This is looking back to the north from the drive. So I just turn and look back to the south. That, I'd turn it over to the applicant or the representative, whoever's going to speak on
Jason Hyde.
Yep.
And just requesting the NR3. We own 514 also. We've had a conditional use permit for the past year or so, been using it as nightly rental, and we just want to do something with 518. We own the whole property now. I think there's only two other houses on the street. One, they use a nightly rental, and one is a residence on that street. And then we have all the nightly rentals a quarter mile up the road.
So is the plan to keep the structures that are there and you're just looking to rezone that property?
Yes, sir. Like I say, we're using the next door already as one, and it's a duplex. And I guess we should have done it all at the same time when we bought it. We actually acquired 514 and then 518 at a little later date, so I'm back to just try to get it all done as one,
okay,
basically.
So any questions for the applicant before we bring up individuals for the public hearing? Scott, in NR2, just real quick, or R2, is R2 allowed to do a special use permit or no?
Not currently. This is an older one. I think I put in your packet the date. When that came through, it's before the R2 was not available, but
yeah.
R2 currently is not available for conditional use nightly rental.
Correct. So his only option is to do what he's proposing. Okay. For the other unit.
In the current conditional use permit that's in place for Legacy, if it changes ownership, the LLC sells it, then that conditional use permit goes away. Yes.
Okay. Again, any questions for the applicant before we see who's in the audience? Let's see who's out that way if you want to have a seat.
Yes, sir.
Is there anyone in the audience that signed up to speak for this application, on behalf of the application? Anyone signed up opposed that is wanting to speak for this application? Okay. Do you all have a specific order that you were going to go? If not, if you're okay to go start first, I'll just start on this side of the room. You okay?
Yes, sir.
Then we'll go to the middle and to the left.
Thanks for letting me address you. My name is Michael Cathcart. I live at 215 Lone Pine Road, which is just sort of up around the way. Can I walk up and show you maybe?
Sure.
If I hope I can see it up here. This is Lone Pine here, and I'm Michael.
I'm covered.
Right here.
Yeah.
No, here we go, right here, 215. And here's where they're, where you're talking about. I'm certainly not against anybody making a living on the real estate they own. I moved here to Branson from Los Angeles 30 years ago. I've lived there 27 years. I'm not completely against the whole idea, but I really don't want anyone to have a door opening up into encroaching on the neighborhood any more than there's already been.
with the nightly rentals and I hear more noise, I see more drivers going fast. I know that's not their fault, but I would hope you see your way to maybe recommending denying this, at least for now. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else on this side? I don't believe so. Middle, sir? I think you might be the only one in the middle. Come on up.
Good evening, and thank you for this time for me to speak.
Your name, sir?
My name is Terry Colvin.
Thank you.
My wife and I, Nelda, we live at 988 Skyview Drive in the Skyline subdivision. And again, thank you for allowing the time for us to speak on this. Concerning in the rezoning of both 514 and 518 Skyline, we strongly oppose the rezoning from R2 to the nightly rental. Skyline subdivision, neighborhood, community, it consists of small families, retirees. And just like the gentleman said before, we're already starting to see more and more traffic on our neighbor and through our street because of the other rental properties. If you look right across from the property that we own and other neighbors, we have the big hotel right across the way, and then with the chateau and the lake, and then the other majestic properties. They're online now, and when we're in season, we get a lot more traffic as a cutoff through our neighborhood. My wife and I were retired educators, school administrators, and we chose Branson as our retirement home. We did a lot of study, we did a lot of research, and we did a lot of soul searching where we wanted to retire. And we chose Branson because of the small town atmosphere, family values, the Christian values, the safety, and it's refreshing to see American flags flying in our neighborhood, in our community. It's refreshing to see the veterans recognized in our businesses and in our neighborhood and our community. We want it to stay that way. Again, we strongly oppose the rezoning from the R2 to the nightly rental because Branson, it has enough rentals and other lodging already. Just doing some research, short-term rentals, they create a decline in the sense of community. Short-term rentals create competition for established hotels and established bed and breakfasts. Short-term rentals create employment housing shortages in the city for the surrounding area employees that serve those businesses. And the rentals, they change the character and transform the quality of life in the neighborhoods. And they artificially inflate other rental costs. And again, they increase the traffic noise, trash, and it diminishes the safety for established neighbors in the neighborhood itself. Unfortunately, we have experienced the short-term rental that turned into a party house at our former resident before we moved here, and it became a big problem where it was not just the one or two people staying there. It became a party house where hundreds and hundreds of people were going in and out of this place. I'm not saying that it will happen, but we witnessed it happen in our neighborhood because of that rental that was in our neighborhood. We hope the Taney County Planning Committee will deny the rezoning request for the short-term nightly rental and preserve the R2 one and two family residential status of our neighborhood. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Anyone else in the middle section? So let's move over this direction, please.
Hello, I'm Ann Allman. I live at 194 Lone Pine Road. I live directly above the rental house, and my view is their trash can or their blue dumpster. I'm here to complain on several points. I'm against it, and mainly because it's a nightly rental. People are passing through. They're here for a good time, and that's fine. I like to go on vacations also, but they're here and they're passing through. There's trash all over the streets on both Skyline before you turn onto the narrow road and also down Skyline from the rentals. It's my husband who